Morning IELTS Supplement, Friday, June the 16th, 2017. Gentrification. Gentrification is a process of renovation of deteriorated urban neighborhoods by means of the influx of more affluent residents. This is a common and controversial topic in politics and in urban planning. Conversations surrounding gentrification have evolved as many in the social scientific community have questioned the negative connotations associated with the word gentrification. One example is that gentrification can lead to more displacement for lower-income families in gentrifying neighborhoods. However, every neighborhood faces unique challenges and reasons for displacement vary. Gentrification is typically the result of increased interest in a certain environment. Early gentrifiers may belong to low-income artist or bohemian communities, which increase the attractiveness and flair of a certain quarter. Further steps are increased investments in the community and the related infrastructure by real estate development businesses, local government or community activists, and resulting economic development, increased attraction of business and lower crime rates. In addition to these potential benefits, gentrification can lead to population migration. Origin and etymology. The term gentrification has come to refer to a multifaceted phenomenon that can be defined in different ways. Historians say that gentrification took place in ancient Rome and in Roman Britain, where large villas are replacing small shops by the 3rd century AD. The word gentrification derives from the gentry, which comes from the old French word gendarise, of gentle birth in the 15th century, and the people of gentle birth in the 16th century. In England, landed gentry denoted the social class consisting of gentlemen. British sociologist Ruth Glass coined the term gentrification in 1964 to describe the influx of middle-class people displacing lower-class worker residents in urban neighborhoods. Her example was London and its working-class districts such as Islington. One by one, many of the working-class neighborhoods of London have been invaded by the middle-class, upper and lower, shabby, modest moos and cottages, two rooms up and two down, have been taken over when their leases have expired and have become elegant, expensive residences. Once this process of gentrification starts in a district, it goes on rapidly until all or most of the original working-class occupiers are displaced and the whole social character of the district is changed. In the United States, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention report health effects of gentrification defines the real estate concept of gentrification as the transformation of neighborhoods from low value to high value. This change has the potential to cause displacement of long-time residents and businesses when long-time or original neighborhood residents move from a gentrified area because of higher rents, mortgages, and property taxes. Gentrification is a housing, economic, and health issue that affects a community's history and culture and reduces social capital. It often shifts a neighborhood's characteristics, for example, the racial ethnic composition and household income, by adding new stores and resources in previously run-down neighborhoods. In the Brookings Institute report, Dealing with Neighborhood Change, a primer on gentrification and policy choices, published in 2001, Maureen Kennedy and Paul Leonard say that the term gentrification is both imprecise and quite politically charged, suggesting its redefinition as the process by which higher-income households displace lower-income residents of a neighborhood, changing the essential character and flavor of that neighborhood. So, distinguishing it from the different socioeconomic process of neighborhood or urban revitalization, although the terms are sometimes used interchangeably. German geographers have a more distant view on gentrification. Actual gentrification is seen as a mere symbolic issue happening in low amount of places and blocks. The symbolic value and the visibility in public discourse being higher than actual migration trends. For example, Gerhard Hard assumes that urban flight is still more important than inner-city gentrification. Volkskunst scholar Barbara Long introduced the term symbolic gentrification with regard to the Mythos Kreuzberg in Berlin. Land assumes that complaints about gentrification often come from those who have been responsible for the process in their youth, when former students and bohemians started raising families and earning money in better-paid jobs. They become the yuppies and they claim to dislike. Especially Berlin is a showcase of intense debates about symbols and gentrification, while the actual processes are much slower than in other cities. The city Prenzlauer Berg district is, however, a poster child of the capital's gentrification, as this area in particular has experienced a rapid transformation over the last two decades. This leads to mixed feelings amidst the local population. The neologism Bionade Biedermeier was coined about the Prenzlauer Berg. It describes the post-gentrified milieu of the former quarter of the alternative scene, where alleged leftist alternative accessories went into the mainstream. The 2013 Schwabenhaus controversy in Berlin put the blame of gentrification in Prenzlauer Berg on well-to-do southern German immigrants and allowed for inner German ethnic slurs, which in case of foreign immigration would have been totally unacceptable. So talking about the effects of gentrification, as the rent gap theory would predict, one of the most visible changes the gentrification process brings is the infrastructure of a neighborhood. Typically, areas to be gentrified are deteriorated and old, though structurally sound, and often have some obscure amenity such as a historical significance that attracts the potential gentrifiers. Gentry purchase and restore these houses mostly for single-family homes. Another phenomenon is loft conversion, which rehabilitates mixed-use areas, often abandoned industrial buildings or rundown apartment buildings, to housing for the incoming gentrifiers. While this upgrade of housing value is the superficial keynote to the gentrification process, there is a greater number of less visible shifts the gentry bring with them into their new neighborhood in the community. Gentrification has been substantially advocated by local governments, often in the form of urban restructuring policies. Goals of these policies include dispersing low-income residents out of the inner city and into the suburbs, as well as redeveloping the city to foster mobility between both the central city and the suburbia as residential options. The strain on public resources that often accompanies the concentrated poverty is relaxed by a gentrification process, a benefit of changed social makeup that is favorable for the local state. Rehabilitation movements have been largely successful at restoring the plentiful supply of old and deteriorated housing that is readily available in inner cities. These rehabilitation can be seen as a superior alternative to expansion, for the location of the central city offers an intact infrastructure that should be taken advantage of: streets, public transportation, and other urban facilities. Furthermore, the changed perception of the central city that is encouraged by gentrification can be healthy for resource-deprived communities who have previously been largely ignored.